We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Wednesday here on The Buzz. And we're always looking forward to our friend Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, our business analyst, on with us every Wednesday morning. And not only is she live on the radio, she's also on our Facebook Live page right now. So thanks for popping on.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. My lighting is terrible in here. I apologize.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. You got the Rembrandt look. You know, it's kind of lit up on one side and kind of soft over here. It looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
I'm here. Seven.
Lots been going on in the last week. It's been a week since the inauguration, a week since President Biden and Vice President Harris have come to their offices. And what has it done to our money and our economy? I think in a general question. Then we can talk maybe about minimum wage and other things.
Yeah. I mean, so nothing has happened specifically in the last week that's like that interesting from the economic point of view, because everything, every data point we receive is backward looking, right?
Yeah.
It's not forward looking.
Right, true.
What we know is, and we talked about this, there's this $1.9 trillion stimulus plan that's a Biden plan, or, you know, that's a negotiation document more than anything else, and we can get into some of the aspects of it, like you said, the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very gratified to see Janet Yellen confirmed. I find it, like, hideous that anyone would vote against her since she did such a great job as a Fed chair and a Fed president. So shame on anyone who voted against her. It's ridiculous.
It was overwhelming, though. It was, like,
90%,
right?
It was, yeah, but still, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, this, right?
Like, she's great. And I think that she is going to actually go down in history as one of the best Federal Reserve chairs that we've ever had. And she's really smart and she's really competent. And she is Treasury Department with its 80,000 plus employees are lucky to have her.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I think she's amazing. So I think that's great. Look, I think that part of the issue that we're seeing is really like what happens next and how is this negotiation over stimulus going to go down? You know, Scotty, you mentioned the minimum wage increase.
Yeah, now, and Sandy brought that up. She didn't realize that they want to bring it to $15
nationally.
Yeah.
Right. And so what we know, you know, it's at 7.25 right now. It hasn't changed in years. I think that if on an inflation adjusted basis, like the highest minimum wage was the late 60s. So, I mean, this is an interesting, I think, an important and interesting idea. Probably doesn't have a ton to do with COVID directly, except for one thing that someone pointed out to me, because I went out and I said, you know, this has nothing to do with COVID. It's a giveaway. It's a way for the Biden administration to say, OK, we'll give on that and someone else. We want something else instead. But a left-leaning economist said to me, you know, it's true with one exception, and that is that you think about the people who've been really hurt by the virus. They're disproportionately low earners.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings to bear this idea that we have so many people who are working in entry-level jobs or minimum wage jobs that if we could raise them up a little bit, that that could really do a lot of it could give the economy a boost, but it's also sort of the fairer thing to do, right? And so I guess that the idea of income inequality, wage disparity is something that's important to the Biden administration. You know, look, everyone who's a small business owner will come back and say to us, this is crazy. I can't afford to pay minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So it's really a push and a pull. You know, I unfortunately continue to believe that small business owners are going to be disproportionately impacted by this. I think that COVID has been very good to large businesses, and I think that small businesses are going to continue to suffer until we get these vaccines in place.
Yeah.
Isn't it true with that as well? When you, on a national level, say, cross the board, I don't care how big or small of a county, town, state you are, you have to rise to this level. Isn't that a struggle for some places, like the rural areas or the...
Yes, absolutely. But even if you look at inflation adjusted, 15 shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. Okay,
it should not be.
Right.
You know, and I know it's just really what you're used to also, you know? All the places, there have been some really interesting studies because we know that there are states and municipalities that have raised the minimum wage and looked at businesses that are impacted and not impacted. And, you know, I think that it really, it's not going to be great for everyone. There are always losers. The question is, if you survive under those circumstances, you're a winner, and then you should essentially have better and more stable workers. You know, a lot of small businesses lost a ton of workers before the pandemic hit because these people were like, you know what? I'm going to go to the warehouse at Amazon. It may not be the greatest job in the world, but I get benefits and I'm getting paid, you know, $14 an hour.
Right. The big corporations are sucking all the little ones up. Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, we'll see. I don't think it's going to actually make it in, but I think it's going to continue to be part with us. You know, there's 30-some states in the District of Columbia that already have rules in place where you're going to have the escalation of the minimum wage over the next few years anyway. They're all going to get to 15 in the next few years.
Yeah, it probably won't happen right away. Do you think it would happen right away? It'd be an incremental, right?
Yeah, and they're not going to force this to happen in the midst of a recession, just like they're not going to raise taxes in the midst of a recession. Oh, funny thing about the Yellen confirmation hearings, just one little like side note, cracked me up. This one Republican was like, I didn't vote for her because she said she was going to raise taxes. And I was like, how do you think we're paying for all this? I didn't understand. Like, I don't know if like the simple math eludes some of our lawmakers, but I was like, huh? What's happening?
Well, yeah, right. But did you see, and that just makes me think of, did you see the study that, what is it, New York State is what, the worst? So one of the top three worst places to retire?
Second worst. Yeah, second worst.
Is it because of our taxes?
What do you mean? The second worst place to, like, livability? Like, affordability?
Yeah, affordability.
You know what I would say about this? I am such a proud New Yorker. You guys know that.
Yeah.
I would say that, good, everyone leave. Goodbye. Go to Florida.
Oh,
more space
more
for
room
us.
For you.
Move out. If you don't like it here, get the blank out. Yeah. I don't really care. Move on.
More
Go.
Space for
have
us.
Fun. Have fun in Palm Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Have fun in New Hampshire. That's a really great place. Like, I hope you enjoy the arts culture in New Hampshire. Good luck. Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Let's touch quick on this. Should we be like your blog on JillOnMoney.com touched on a really good point about how we should we be helping like home buyers at this time? So tell me your angle on this.
So the Biden administration is talking about a $15,000 first time home buyer credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a terrible idea. This is an idea that came about in the last recession. We did a home buyer tax credit because the real estate market had literally just fallen out of bed. It was horrible, and people were scared to buy. So we wanted to induce people to buy.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? However, that is not where the market is right now. The market is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Existing home sales for 2020, existing home sales, which is really the majority of the market, best year since 2006.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Prices up 13% from a year before. The market is going crazy. The market is not suffering from lack of buyers, so which is why you would use a home buyer tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
It is suffering because we don't have enough supply.
Yeah.
It's not the demand. It is the supply. And we have very little supply. So I think it's a bad idea.
And it'll make it worse, wouldn't it? Because
absolutely.
Now people are paying like well over the asking price. That's just going to...
Exactly.
It's going to be terrible.
And think about it. You have an extra $15,000, then you're going to say, oh, I can even pay more. So it's going to just push prices even higher.
And keep a lot of people out. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And who is looking for a house right now? People who have jobs, thank God, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So their income is good. They've got good credit scores because credit worthiness is still very important.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not the people suffering. Like, I got to tell you something. You want to spend $15,000 on a tax credit? Give it to the person who's unemployed as a one-time tax credit, add it onto the earned income tax credit. That's part of the Biden stimulus plan, which is enhancing the EITC, enhancing the dependent care. But why are we giving it to people who don't need it? Why don't we give it to the people who are in need? And they need it, and guess what? They spend it, which is even better.
Which helps the economy. It all goes back to that. Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much. CBS News business analyst. Watch her on TV. Maybe you can see her in Central Park walking your dog one of these days.
Yeah, dogs. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Hold on a second.
Makeup or not makeup? There's a puppy right there on Facebook Live. Oh, my God. All right. We'll see you next week, Jill. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Check out her blog. She's got all kinds of cool stuff on a very, very clean, very neat website. And it's Spaziano and Sandy on the Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.